In this week's parsha, last week's parsha, we had the first parak of Kriyat Shema. As fate would have it, this week we have the second parsha, parak of Kriyat Shema. If you want to see the third parak of Kriyat Shema, then you're going to have to wait until Parsha Shlach, next year round. It's already over. You missed it. But you get the second. So at the end of the second parsha of Kriyat Shema, they talk about tefillin, as we just said now, when we just said Kriyat Shema, that both in the first and in the second parsha, they talk about tefillin. So I wanted to talk about an interesting point regarding tefillin, a topic that's near and dear to me, and that is the topic of whether you're supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Shlomo points out that I mentioned it quickly on Chol HaMoed, I guess Sukkos. I guess that's the Chol HaMoed I was here. Right? But this is an opportunity to actually look at the Makoros. It's interesting. You know, the question is, how can you have a machlokas about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Moshe Rabbeinu came down. He gave them the Torah. He told me you had to put on tefillin. He told me you had to have yotze, you had to have Chol HaMoed. So what do they do? It's very hard to imagine that for thousands of years, this never came up. Right? All 4 or 5 days of Chol HaMoed would fall out on Shabbos is unlikely. it's a very rare occurrence. It happens in the years when Tisha B'Av falls out on Rosh Chodesh. It's the same years that they both happen. So, strangely enough, the Gemara never discusses this. Not directly, at least. So, in terms of Makoros, in the Gemara, you really have 3 or 4 potential Gemaras which might give us a hint one way or the other. The first one is Gemara Menachos. And the Gemara Menachos discusses the issue of whether you wear tefillin on Shabbos. So again, we take it for granted a few things. One is we assume that you only wear tefillin by day. We assume you only wear tefillin on weekdays, not on Shabbos and Yontif. And we also assume that women don't wear tefillin. All three of these questions are really suspect when it comes to the Gemara. Right? There were major opinions in the Gemara that held that Laila is Zman Tefillin and Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. And if you take both of those shittas and you put them together, and you realize you're supposed to wear Tefillin on day and at night, and you have to wear Tefillin during the weekdays and on Shabbos and Yontif, it's no longer as Mitzvah Seishas, it stays as Mitzvah Saseh, but it loses its Zman Grama, and because of that, that's it. Women have to wear Tefillin. See, if you're machmir enough on tefillin, you get a big kula, you'll be a big liberal. You let women wear tefillin. It's amazing how things turn themselves around like that. So that's the discussion in the Gemara. So the Gemara Menachos wants to know about it. The Tanya v'shemata chukozos v'mo adam yamin yamima. So Gemara is the drasha. Yamin v'lo leiros, mi yamin v'lo kol yamin. Two things it teaches us. One is that tefillin you wear by day and not by night. Mi yamin. So, right? You're in yamim and la leilos. Mi yamim means some days yes, some days no. Which days no? You don't do it on Shabbos and Yontif. Divrei Rabbi Yose Glili. That's very basically. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says, "B'shmartas achuka hazos." We're making an assumption. What's this pasuk talking about? So he said, "You follow this chok." So Rabbi Yose Glili assumes the chok we're talking about is the chok of tefillin. Rabbi Kiva says, Baruch Hashem, a lot of chukim out there. He thinks this chuk is Korban Pesach. Well, never chuk is Elul of Pesach B'vai. You look it up, in fact, it appears in Parshas Bo. It is in the Parsha of Korban Pesach, but tefillin is also mentioned in that. Right? It's the training we have on the first day of Chol HaMoed, this comes from. Nafkalei Me'echad and Nafkalei Rabbi Akiva. So, okay, so that's the case. So Rabbi Akiva agreed, though. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't wear tefillin at night. Where does he get that from? Right, so again, there is this idea out there that at all times a person should have 2 osios. Bris is an os, that's aid number one. And during the week you put on tefillin, that's the second os. On Shabbos is an os, you don't need to wear tefillin. Okay, so that's point. No, if I wanted to apply this to Chol HaMoed, how would that work? According to Yossi Aglili, mi yamim v'lo kol yamim, yotzeh shabbosos v'yamim tovim, I'm not really sure. Is Chol HaMoed yontif or not? In terms of osios, is Chol HaMoed an os?
Like Shabbos
and yontif. Yontif is clearly an os. So again, you got to figure that out also. But again, what you have to do, according to this Gemara, is you have to figure out, is it an os? Does the Drash of Miyamim apply to it? So that's Gemara, that's relevant number one. The second relevant Gemara is a Gemara in Moed Katan. Moed Katan talks about what you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed, you can't do Malacha, stop. There's a list of when you can. If it's a Dover HaOved, you can do it. If it's Sarach HaMoed, you can do it. There's a list of things you can do on Chol HaMoed. However, not everything. So the Gemara says as follows. Tana Rabbanim. Kosev Adam Tefillin Mezuzas La'atzmo, V'tovah Yerecho, Techeiro Tzitziso, La'achim B'tovah. I can write myself a pair of tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and I can only do it for somebody else as a favor. However, if I'm a sofer and I write tefillin, and I take my parshiyos and I put them in little lucite boxes and I sell them later, you can't do that on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Marim Umocher Eshelo V'Chozev V'Kosev V'Atzmo. He says, "What can I do? What I can do on Chol HaMoed?" He says, "I got a shtick. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sell my only pair of tefillin. Now I don't have tefillin. Now I'm going to go write a pair for myself on Chol HaMoed. Now." What's the heter for writing tefillin for myself on Chol HaMoed? What's the difference, me or you?
Probably because you need to put them on.
Tzorech HaMoed. The assumption is that I'm doing it with Tzorech HaMoed, which indicates what, this Gemara? You have to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, right? And again, the Yerushalmi spells it out a little more. So again, the related to Yerushalmi number three, Chabar Nash over Tefillin v'Moada. There once was a fellow who lost his tefillin on Chol HaMoed. He should check in Alabama where they sell the things that left on the planes. I think a lot of them there. Also, Gabi Rabbi Chanan over Shochir, Gabi Rabbi Abba Bar Nasan. Chanan, what I do is to go speak to Rabbi Abba Bar Nasan. Omer, Le, Havre Tefillach, V'zil Kosov Lach. So the guy should sell you his tefillin, and then he should write for himself. So he says to him, doesn't the Gemara says you can't write tefillin? So the answer is you only can't write tefillin to put away. Right? Again, this is even a little bit of a stronger indication that you're allowed to write tefillin with Tzorech HaMoed. So this Gemara in Moed Katan, and particularly Yerushalmi, seems to be saying clearly that writing tefillin is Tzorech HaMoed, which seems to be a strong indication that what? That tefillin is put on Chol HaMoed. Tosfos in Erevin is the first one to ask, is one of the Rishonim, so I'd say he's the first. But on the Daf, he's the first person who mentions this issue. It's so strange. I think historically, now, what were they doing? Like this isn't, you know, Birchas HaChama. Right? People don't forget about this. You know, Chol HaMoed comes up once or twice every year, it would seem. Right? So did they put on tefillin? They're not put on tefillin. It's a very strange way to have a machlokas here. But he does. He said, "Miri Rashi Mo Ra'os Al Yodecha B'Samach D'B'Samach Kasamach V'Lachora Eimah Niyach Tefillin B'Chol HaMoed She'in Tzorach Os." He says, "The Asa B'Malacha B'Davar She'inu Avin." So his first thing Tosfos says is, well, he wants to know, is Chol HaMoed an os? So his definition, how do you define os? Such a strange idea. Is it a sign? So he says, an os means there's an Isser Malacha. If you can't do Malacha, that means it's an os. So is Chol HaMoed, is there an Isser Malacha? What? So he says, yes. So like, on Shabbos, there's an Isser Malacha. On Yotta, there's an Isser Malacha, but there's a category that's allowed of Ochel Nefesh. And on Chol HaMoed, there's another category of Dover Oven. But down deep, it really has an Isser Malacha, therefore he holds it's an Os, and therefore Tosfos says it would seem that you would not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So again, there's a few steps that he's making here, but that's what he's saying. Vo, now that...
You mean like
Tefillin
Kiss?
What?
By Dover Oven.
Right.
Tefillin Kiss.
Right.
But what about the Tircha element too of the Chol HaMoed? Too much of a
tircha. Right. So again, these are all hetem, right? There are four major categories of heter. Tzorech HaMoed is one of them. Dover Avid is another one. Tzorech Rabim is another one. There are major categories. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't fall into the categories, the overarching situation is one of Isser Malacha. the heterim might cover more than the isurim at the end of the day. But according to Tosfos' understanding, it is an oath because there is an isur malacha underlying. That's point number. Point number two is, he said, the mitzvahs hayom still apply. Because on sukkah, od dechayim besukkah bechad. And chol moed, you still have to sit in the sukkah. Or pesach also b'achilos chametz. Right? So there's a strong element of the yantif. Right? So therefore he thinks that chol moed is an oath, and chol moed is an oath. It's like you don't wear tefillin on yantif, you don't wear it on chol moed. V'chein pasku b'hil achas gadolus, and that's what the Bahag holds. Avol b'yirshami mashu d'tzarech aniyach. However, the Yerushalmi that we just read sounds not that way. And he quotes the Yerushalmi. That you can do it, that you can't do it. So, Pirish, Ma'amir HaMishnah, Sheratza Raniach Acher HaMoed, Avol Ritzach HaMoed, Yochel Richtov, Afrachem, V'kein Amad Bar. He said, and in fact, he said, if you look around, people do wear Tzvon on HaMoed. Od Mevi in Raya, Misel Perakam at the Beitzah, Gabay Mashrich and Tefillin. So Tosfos says that according to the Gemara in Menachos, it would seem that you would not wear tefillin on Chol Moed. However, the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan seems to say against that, and that was the minig in his day. And based on that, Tosfos is of the opinion a person should wear tefillin on Chol Moed. That's what people do. He says further there, there's a raya from the Gemara in Beitzah. What's the raya from the Gemara in Beitzah? So the Gemara in Beitzah is a little bit of an interesting one. It says, "Mashrichim kelim bein tefurim bein she'inum tefurim, v'afal pi she'yesh behem kelayim." What can you bring as a gift? You go to someone's house on Yontif, what kind of gift can you bring? So people are very confused about this halacha. Like people come over to my house for Shabbos and they tell me they were makna the bottle of wine beforehand. They give it to a bar mitzvah boy on behalf of the shul. They get all confused. So the bottom line is there's a mishnah about this, and the mishnah says that anything they can use, you can give as a gift, for sure on Yontif, right? So he gives a list. I come to your house on Yontif, I give you a bottle of wine, you can pop it open and drink it, that's fine. And even if I would give you a candy platter, you could use it. You don't have to be makna beforehand. So he shares a list that you can give, bring clothing, even if it's kayim, v'rak l'tzorah ha-moed, avo sandal ha-mesumer, however, sandal mesumer, he was familiar from the Gemara, right, certain types of shoes they weren't allowed to wear because of some gezeira. That you're not allowed to vobe mino sheino tofor, and also shoes that haven't been put together yet. Rehudo me afro mino lovin v'nishtach umizak chal. Bottom line, kol shnei osim bo b'yom tov mashlich masal. Anything you can use, you can give on yontif. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara is going to discuss some cases. So in number 6 on the next Amud, the Gemara says zeh chal kol shnei osim bo b'yontif. Rav Sheshes shor huva abanun lishaduri tvom b'yom tovah. She said you can give a guy tefillin as a gift on Yontif. You have to get one of those. The guy comes over, a nice pair. Thank you for having us for lunch. We appreciate it very much. Here's a nice pair of Rabbeinu Tam tefillin.
It said that?
What?
It said that you can give tefillin?
Yes. It's right in there. It's number 6. Amar Le Abaye. What?
What's the Havamina you shouldn't? Because it could be Mokza? There's no Mokza
in Chalmoid. The Mishnah says, Wouldn't say there's no muktzah in chol moed. That's not true. There might be different rules, but yeah. There is muktzah in chol moed. But again, the Mishnah says you can only give things as a gift that you can use. And now it's saying you can give tefillin. Wait a second. I thought you can only use it on. The Rabbi says, how can you bring tefillin? Right? People don't put on tefillin on chol moed. It's like my favorite story ever. One time on Shabbos, a guy walked into the YU-based medrash. This is when Rav David Lifshitz was in charge of the minyan many years ago. He starts putting on tefillin. Shabbos morning, starts putting on tefillin in shul. So Rav David walks over to him and says to him, excuse me, what are you doing? Putting on tefillin. He said, you know it's Shabbos. Yeah. He said, you know what I'm saying? He said, yeah, I understand. But a malach came to me in the dream last night, and he said that you should go to put on tefillin in shul tomorrow. I think Rav David had the most excellent answer. So he said to him, tell me, what language was the Malach speaking? He said, Yiddish, of course. So he said to him, we have a besor that Malachim only speak Hebrew. So he probably, it was a wrong dream. I said, oh, okay, he took the tefillin, wrapped it up, put it away. What brilliant handling. I always admire that. So the minhag is we don't put on tefillin on Yontif. Not even on Yontif Sheni. The Rogachover did, though, they say. So Hachiyomer Koshen Osem Bo Bechol Mashrich Noso BeYantiv. Anything that can use Bechol, he can send in Yantiv. So the question is, what does that mean? Anything that can use during the weekend can be given Yantiv. What? So the Hagos Ashri then makes a comment. Bekasha Hava Tzorach Hamoi Kotani. But Master Yitzchilin Lavo Tzorach Hamoi Klal Dinu. It says that you can use it on Yantiv, but Tzorin Bechol you can't use on Yantiv. So what are you talking about? Now Hachi Pirshu Koshen Yosem Yimena Bechol. When it says anything you use on Chol, Hainu Chol Hamoid. Anything you can use on Chol Hamoid, you have to give a gift on Yantif. So you can give tefillin because that you can use on Chol Hamoid. So the Marachor Zeruah says, you see from here a raya, from this Gemara as well, you have to wear tefillin on Chol Hamoid. So these are the major sources. Now again, admittedly, none of these sources surprisingly say whether you wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed or not. You'd expect this to be a Mishnah, a little less a Gemara. But all you have these Gemaras which allude one way or another. And it would seem that, again, the first one's very hard, because what's an os, right? What's miyam and miyamima? That's very hard to deal with. But the second one strongly indicates the fact that you write tefillin for yourself on Chol Hamoed, which seems to strongly indicate that one does wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. And the last source as well, according to the reading, the Marach or Zeruah, also indicates you wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. And we saw that the Tosa says that the minhag in his day was people wore tefillin on Chol Hamoed. The Rashba, a little after Tosfos, gets a question which seems to be a little on target. Sheila, im maniach adam tefillin b'chol hamoed alo. Now we're talking. Tell me, you're supposed to wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed or not? So he says, tshuva, he gets a very interesting tshuva. Kavari isi, yesh ha'min shechayv aniyot tefillin, yesh ha'min shekosim tefillin la'atzma. He says, v'ru yesh ha'min tziach eich kosef. I know the raya from Moed Katan, he says. That it says that you can write it because you're going to use it yourself. Sherehu l'tzorech ha'moed, v'chein das ksas rebu seinu. Havel tosus ha'min she'enu maniyach. But tosus says the ha'min meaning that you don't put it on. And also, I got Tosfos, who says that miyam and miyamima indicates not that way. Also, I actually, the Rashba says, I don't put on tefillin. Right, this is the Rambam, the Chuas Miyuchasus. Avo hara Baal Shumas kosev de meniach. But the Baal Shumas does wear it. The Midatlan kosev tefillin b'chol amoyed ra'atzma v'la'achim b'tovas hana divrei Rameyer. His raya is from Argama, from Rameyer. V'Rav Yehud omer, ma'arim adem mocher shalom, v'kosev tefillin ra'atzma, Yosi omer, kosev kadak k'nei parnasasam. V'al kosev zeh mishnah ino raya. He says, you know what? I'm not impressed by this raya from Moed Katan. Why not? It looked like a good raya. He's going to do a great job at doing this one. Cherei Rev Beyer, Rev Yosi, Rev Yehuda, Letamayu. You guys, it's not just the Gemara. It's who says the Gemara. Here there are three people who said it. Rev Yehuda, Rev Meir, and Rev Yosi. They're all good big names, but guess what they hold? They hold that you wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. It's not such a raya that you do with tefillin on Chol Hamoed if you're going to tell me you wear on Shabbos and Yontif. The Tanya repair good day. Ravina Moti tefillin machnisin zug zug echad ish echad isha. These people say that women wear tefillin. So if you tell me women wear tefillin, what do you have to assume? You have to assume that Laila is man tefillin, and you have to assume that Shabbos and Yontif is so shkoyach. The guy who has the minig to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, is he going to wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed? Da hey. He says, so therefore, that whole, even though the Gemara does seem to be indicating you can wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed, it's lishitasam. Right? They hold that you wear on Shabbos and Yontif. The Rav's man gramaninu. Alma bein Shabbos, bein laila's man tefillinu. You have to wear it 24/7. But we don't hold that way. We don't wear Shabbos. We don't wear Yontif. So the fact that they wore on Chol Hamoed doesn't indicate one way or another for me. The Mahamas needs a lekker ride. The Rabbi May, hey Rabbi, who do he? Maybe right, Rav Al Truma in Yerushalmi. The Garsin Hansom Ahu Gavra. I can tell me. Forget the Bavli. Go with the Yerushalmi. So I'm a Rav Zil. Cause Masnis and Pligla Rabba. The mission there disagrees. Kosa Bung Tzvun Asma. Hola Achelo. Tipot because of Aniyah. Mistama Rabba Rav Huna Sfil and the Shabbos is Rav's Man Tfilin in him. I feel Hachi Shal Lichta Bechol Moin. Said I. You have different people in the Yerushalmi who indicate this way. He says, I understand the Yerushalmi, but this might not get you out of. I myself, he says, I don't put on tefillin on Chol Moed. So Tosfos said, I myself do. The Rashi says, I myself don't. Trumas Hadeshen. Number 9. If he tam smag, mikoch shnei edim. So think of it, this is a bomb kasha. The Trumas Hadeshen wants to know as follows. If somebody lost two brothers because they were hemophilius and they died in the bris milah, should they wear tefillin on Shabbos? See if anyone can figure out what the question was.
Because he's exempt from bris milah.
And therefore?
There is no oath.
Therefore, he doesn't have an oath. So during the week, the best he can do is tefillin is one. On Shabbos, now, if he put on tefillin, he'd have two osias. Should he put on tefillin on. It's very interesting. I don't know if people know it. Tzvi Kushelevsky, he's a Rosh Yeshiva at Plushburg in Yerushalayim, well-known Rosh Yeshiva. I spent Shabbos with him one time. This goes many years ago. So afterwards, I said to him, I just learned this Trumas Hadeshen. So I said to him, what do you think about this? If someone's Mesa Ech Machas Mila, should he put tefillin on Shabbos? He said, Klotz Kasha. I said, Klotz Kasha, it's a Trumas Hadeshen. To which he said, just because the Trumas Hadeshen was a Rishon, it doesn't mean that the Shoal was a Rishon. And that was his line to me. I think this is that the Trumas Hadeshen wrote many of the Tshuvas to himself. It's one of those cases. Right, so the Trumas Hadeshen, it's a sharp question, whether you like it or not, but the answer is an interesting one. He says, Os, that's an agadita. Os, it's very nice. He's not koveya. He said, Mashmut ma'a dover dome. The Gemara says, why do they have the bris on the eighth day? Because after a woman gives birth to a boy, we're going to Parshas Tazria. For 7 days, she's also Rabbala, and then for 33 days, she's left. So if we were doing it in the first 7 days, then everyone would be happy and the husband and wife would be sad. So therefore we wait to the eighth day. But Shkayach, nowadays a woman doesn't become tahar for weeks. So you're going to tell me we should push up the bris for weeks? Nah. It's an agadic reason. We don't go. He's sitting here too. The Trumas Hadeshen doesn't really think that this is a reason that's really worthy of passing based on. It would seem the Rashba disagrees. Like the Rashba says, even though you tell me from the Rishon, I think it's not an os. So with that, he's being koveh. It's just worth noting. Major poskim was the Rosh saying. So we have the Rosh saying, "B'seif for Eitan Shal Rav Barzaloni Risi Kosei P'siku Legon Halacha Also Aniach Tefillin B'Shabbos V'Yontif." The Ksiv Shmat Chukah Azos Also Aniach Tefillin V'Chol Amoi. The Sumer Patmin Tefillin V'Atitz The Ksiv Risa Moso Par L'Suma. So he goes and quotes the opinion of this Harava Barzaloni in the Sefer Eitim, who holds you don't wear it, you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol Moed. Ve'en ne'iru yisvocha ay piska. I don't think it's right. Mishum dekaimon halachik Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, because we're passing Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Ve'yu muki v'shamat ha'chukah b'chukas ha'pesach. V'shabas v'yam atom v'nafgalei v'vahay mirraus, v'chein pasach v'vashi, d'olai v'zman tefillin, who? Rabbi Yossi Aglili rodosh v'yam v'chol yamim, prat v'shabas v'yam atom v'didei, v'av v'chol moi b'chol yontif. To give him the current Mikra Kodesh. Avo, Rabbi Akiva, the Nafgal, Mishabas, V'yantav, V'yohay, Chol Os, Ein Zebachal, Kid the Precious Leil. He says, I don't think it is an Os. He disagrees with the Rashba. The bottom line is, yeah, Yantav is an Os. Shabbos is, but Chomoy, that's not an Os. Gamash Kosov Hagon, Shesum, Apatman, a Tefillin, Hu Lasa, the Re'isim, Asob, a Tefillin, Hu Dixiv, Yesh Menich, a Tefillin, Bechol Moed, Vero Brach, Vamar, Chol Hipsin. The Rosh says, how do we paskin? He says, some people put on tefillin on Chol Moed without a bracha. I think if you make a bracha, lo mafsin. Meaning that he's indicating, probably should make a bracha. So what, let's go through the pesukim we have so far. So far we have on the one hand the Rashba, who says you don't put on tefillin, he's not knowing. On the other hand, you have the Tosfos and the Rosh. The breakdown seems to be somewhat geographic. The Chachmei Ashkenaz, Tosfos, and the Rosh say yes tefillin, and the Chachmei Sfar, the Rashba, says no tefillin. Look at the Ritva. The Ritva discusses it as well in Moed Katan. Etc. Based on the fact that it's an os, only the real yantav, he says, is when you have the real mitzvah. He goes back and forth on it in the Ritva. Bottom line, let's skip ahead a little bit. So he says, what's the halacha? So he says, as it says, he says, "Lo od el the yom tovim lo ksibu os el the iskus or shabbos ksiv ilu mo der shem." Miksiv nami as shabbos osai tishmor ki osi ilu hein yom tovim shem gam ki mukudosh mevarchem behem birchas hakiddush ki ein zacher the shabbos zen near a bara. So he says that the bottom line is, he says the whole idea that yontiv is an os is a chiddush. You need a drasha to say that, because just like you make kiddush on chol moed, you make kiddush on shabbos, and therefore you have it. You're not making kiddush on Chol Moed, so that's not an oath. So therefore, the Ritva is saying that he doesn't think that you put tefillin on at all. But yesh ma'achrim l'rachish l'divrei shnei l'aniach b'moy b'lo bracha. They come b'shem bal tosef. He says, so if you want to be machmir, you don't want to make a bracha, that's fine. So you look at the Rishonim, the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim seem to be saying the bottom line is their minig was to wear tefillin on Chol Moed. Based on that, the Tur, who's the son of the Rosh, Shabbos Yontav Rav Zman Tefillin. Hey, v'chol shemod yesh mistapkin bo. Bim hu Zman Tefillin meinichin also b'lo bracha v'adoni avizal hay meinichin mevarach leyem. So the Torah quotes two opinions. Either you put it on without a bracha, but my father Rashi did make a bracha. So the bottom line is that the Torah, who's the posek of the Ashkenazim, says clearly you put on tefillin, and it's a shayla whether you make a bracha or not. Interesting, when the Beis Yosef discusses it, the Beis Yosef is of the opinion, he says the minhag svar throughout the years always was, that they also wore tefillin on Chol Moed. The minhag, he says, nowadays we don't. However, there's a story behind this, he tells us. Even the Sfardim followed the Rosh over the years. Until they found the Zohar. And in the Zohar, Shimon Bar Yochai says, you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol Moed. He says, he goes through this. He says that up until my uncle came along with the Zohar, we always wore tefillin on Chol Moed. However, the Zohar came along, and based on this, the Sfardim stopped to wear it. So what do we have in terms of sociological? Almost everyone used to put on tefillin on Chol Moed, but then Sfardim stopped because of the Zohar. Why don't Ashkenazim stop because of the Zohar? So that's a major machlokes, what to do when there's a stira between the Gemara and the Zohar. The Ashkenazic approach, the Sfardic approach is to follow the Zohar. The Ashkenazic approach is to look at the authorship of the Zohar, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai wrote the Zohar, but he also appears in the Gemara. And in the Gemara, they knew his opinions, and sometimes they accepted it, and sometimes they rejected it. So whatever Kli Hora we have in the Gemara, if we decide not to pass on Shimon Bar Yochai, just because he goes along and writes his own book, doesn't give his opinion more strength. So the Minhag Ashkenaz has always been to not follow the Zohar against the opinion of the Gemara. Because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was they were aware of his opinions at the time of the Gemara, and they made decisions whether to follow it or not. Based on the Tur and the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch falls into place exactly as you'd expect it to. The Shulchan Aruch says, B'chol ha-moed, gam kein asra aniach tfil me atam hazeva asmo shimei chawa moi gam heimos. Beis Yosef follows what the machaber follows what he was saying in the Beis Yosef. You don't wear tefillin on Chol Moed. Rambam makes the comment. Yeshomim shechol moed chay betefillin. V'chein noyim b'kol gliros eru. And throughout Ashkenaz, that's our minug. We wear tefillin on Chol Moed. Anichem moed ulevarech aleihem. Not only do you put them on, but you should make a bracha on it. No sheim avarech aleihem b'kol rom b'beis hakemesas k'mo shari yimos hashana. You should do it loud in shul. So what does that mean? If you go to Breuers, you understand what it means. Breuers is the only place I know where they still do this. The chazan gets up before davening and he makes betzibur, his bracha, on his tefillin. As part of the birchas hashachar. So that we don't do. But every individual, according to the Rama, puts on his tefillin, he makes a bracha on it on Chol Moed.
So what's the purpose of that?
Why not do it publicly?
Doing it anyway, why not just do it the regular way?
That's a good question. So we'll have to see what the story with that is. So again, it would seem from here, if we just stopped at this point, that this is a no-brainer. That everyone agreed you should. The Sfardim, following the Beis Yosef, went with the Zohar, and they stopped wearing tefillin. And the Ashkenazim maintained wearing it throughout. This was true, I believe, until the Gra came around. The Gra...
We follow the Gra and everything else, so we should follow them this way.
Do we follow the Gra and everything else?
No, we don't.
That's no. Right, we don't follow the Gra by and large. So in this Bira Gra, he quotes my cotton, the Ila Nichon Lachor Hamoid, so Matzir Rasmo, Racherim Avol Ein Raya Mizakal. So first he says, people bring a Raya, he coined the Ramah. It comes from the Gemara Moed Katan. He rejects the Raya because these are the opinions that hold that you were tefillin on Shabbos. This little Perek Basra, B'de'erevin, etc. Right? They quote that from the Rashba, that opinion. It's a very solid point. You can't bring a Raya for a guy who wears, says you were tefillin on Shabbos that he's supposed to wear on Chol Moed. Accept it. V'chein arash docha Raya zeh, v'chein tosas menachos yotzu, etc. V'ayin tosas, etc. He goes through the thing. Then he comes up with this new marker that we never saw. He goes through the whole thing, and then all of a sudden he goes back to the Gemara in Beitza. Three lines at the bottom, he said, "The English the Iker Cloud, the Masha of Yotosvus to Erevin, Shem Mashmos Ksas Misuga the Toperik the Beitza." He said that which the Gemara, the Tosvus quoted. Remember they quote that Gemara in Beitza about what you can bring as a gift. It says you can bring tefillin, and the Ma'arach or Zerua says that's a raya. Ain't that raya Cloud? Why? Come asuye tefillin, right? That's the tohu sofer b'mas nisan. There's a mistake in our Mishnah. What's the mistake? The Yerushalmi perakama meseches beitzim afurish lehedya b'mas nisan afal pishein letzorah chamoid. It doesn't say they're going to be the ar letzorah chamoid. He says that you can bring things that she'ein letzorah chamoid. That's a big word to be missing. He said, so therefore, you can. It says you can bring tefillin because you can bring things that you're not going to use on Yontif. So therefore, he takes the Gemara and Beitza as a Raya 4 and flips it around to a Raya against, and the Gemara says, on basis of that, you don't wear tefillin on Chol Moed. That's a tough one. For starters, if anyone's familiar with the Yerushalmi's Girsos are far more suspect than the Bavli's. Right? Every single blot, almost, in the Yerushalmi, there's a girsa this way, a girsa that way. The Bavli, it's very rare that we have a major girsa issue. And if you look at the Yerushalmi, it does have like the Gra, and also has not like the Gra. It has the type of girsa that follows the Bavli. So that the Gra would reject the girsa of the Bavli in favor of the Yerushalmi, and then use that as a raya, that's hard to accept.
But what was the rationale for giving a present that you can't use?
What?
What's the rationale for giving a present you can't use? And either what's implied is you can't give a present that you can use.
No. I would say that his reading is that you can give a gift even something that you can't use.
Oh, okay.
Right? Oh, thank you so much. We'll put it away. We'll use it, you know. Like someone shows up on Sukkot and they give me a new Seder plate. Oh, thank you very much. We'll put it away. Because they show a tesvav. I'll put it away. I'll deal with it then.
Well, then why does it mean that you don't wear one Chol Moed if you can give the gift? with that hearsay.
Right, so he said, this is a raya. Because his girsa is, you're allowed to bring a gift, even if he can't use it. For haraya, you can give tefillin.
Which you don't use. So now, why does that mean you can't, you don't put it on? It just means that you might not put it on.
Well, yeah, it's a, well, why would that be the case of the thing that you wouldn't use? Now, it's interesting. So, okay, right, as far as we know, and I think this is really kind of the truth, the only two opinions that clearly say that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed is the Beis Yosef, based on the Zohar, and the Gra, based on his different girsa in the Yerushalmi. Now, that being said, you would imagine that doesn't cover most people here. Right? Ashkenazim don't follow the Beis Yosef. As Shlomo pointed out, very few people really follow the girl straight. So how did all of a sudden did everyone stop wearing tefillin? So this is sort of the perfect storm. Because in Eretz Yisrael, all the Sephardim follow the Beis Yosef. All the Ashkenazim follow the Gra. Because it was Talmidei HaGra who were the early settlers in the last Aliyah. So therefore, you have the strange case that even though there's only two poskim out there that say you don't put on tefillin, they happen to be the two that control the entire Israel.
You're not going to see a person putting on tefillin in
If you try it, they'll run you out of shul.
Exactly. I've never seen it all the years I've
been
there.
In fact, if you do it there, they say bedavka to do it before...
But sinna is the word you're looking for.
Rasa, yeah.
Right.
I know Rav Herschel Schachter used to tell us.
I can tell you, I put on tefillin chol moed. Rosh Hashanah puts on tefillin chol moed, but afterwards, I do is I daven without tefillin, and then I would go afterwards. It's very interesting. I'll tell you a maisa. We'll get to it soon. But the only shayla I ever asked Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach personally was this question: I put on tefillin with a bracha. I said in New York, I'm not going to put on tefillin in shul here. I know that. I'll put it on afterwards, but I still make a bracha afterwards. To which Rav Shlomo Zalman said to me, you make a bracha on it in New York? I said, yeah. So he said, I don't think you should do it there either, for sure not here. So I don't know what the Ramah said so. It's like I was coming out of left field here.
Why shouldn't you make a bracha? It's make a bracha on the mitzvah itself.
Safik bracha is what he's talking about. It's very interesting, because afterwards I went home to my father. I said, did your father make a bracha on his tefillin and on Chol HaMoed? He said, absolutely. I asked my father's brother, my uncle, I said, did your father make a bracha on his tefillin on Chol HaMoed? He said, no.
Who was older?
Uncle. Uncle's older than father.
Was that the one who curated Arva?
That's a cousin.
Cousin.
But it wasn't his father either. That's the third brother. So the story, the bottom line is that the whole reason people stopped wearing tefillin chol moed is because they see in Eretz Yisrael no one does it. And they all look so religious there. Right? So people got into their head, if all these people don't have to wear tefillin chol moed, I for sure don't have to. However, it's very questionable. If you have a simple understanding of the Gemara and the Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch is that everyone says Ashkenazim are supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So, just to give you a little bit more. So, there are certain issues. So the Mishnah Berura seems to agree 100% that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. There's no indication that you don't follow the Ramah. He discusses the bracha. If you take a look, I just left you two parts of the Mishnah Berura. One is, when do you take off the tefillin? We take it up before our That's the minhag wherever I go, because by and large most of the people aren't wearing tefillin. They're not going to wait for you to take it off before Hallel. So after Kedusha you take it off. There is one exception to that. Right? The first day of Chol HaMoed, many people have the minhag of leaving it on until after raining. Because, as we mentioned earlier, that's the Parshas Tefillin. You can lean about tefillin, so people have the minhag to leave it on. I have that minhag. Next, Shein Pirish Mishum the Yesh Manichem Yesh Ein Manichem Ein Revachem.
Would it be any different than a
What?
Why would it be any different than Rosh Chodesh, which you just taken off right before Musaf?
So, again, the question is why you take it off before Musaf. That's a separate issue, which is an interesting issue. Why do we take our tefillin off? On, Rav Salavitcher Basof Yomov did not take off his tefillin for Musaf on Chol Moed. Because what's the reason? The reason that they quote is because we say Keser. Keser yitnu l'chol malachim hamonei ma'alim amchei yisrael kvutzei mata. That we shouldn't say Keser while we're wearing our Keser. But wait a second. We don't say Keser. That's a, we don't even say Moed at all. Which appears here prominently. Your mother told me she does, but she's confused. So we'll leave that.
In Eretz Yisrael, they are doing Birchas Kohanim every day.
Right.
So is there a problem? Is the Kohen going up to Duchen? Is the tefillin on Chol Hamoed?
Why is it different than any other day?
Because the Oilem davens kilu yontif, and you are, by you at Chol, you're putting on tefillin.
But at Chol, you're Duchen also.
Yeah, you're right.
So at the... So again, they might stone you because you're wearing tefillin, but beyond that, you're okay. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah is mapapik a little bit with the bracha thing. So he said, the reason you don't do it out loud is because there are other people out there who are not putting on tefillin, you don't want to start a fight. So you do it quietly. You don't walk with your tefillin outside. He says, even though the Ramah says you do make a bracha, most people think that you shouldn't make a bracha. Yeah, brachas ain't a ma'akvas, because what's the downside of suffering brachas a haka? We're pratcha a gra kosam shayim lad chas yisham im ikr b'shas ha'kol ponim lina bracha v'vada yesh la'achmir. All right, don't make a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to be indicating, of course, you're going to wear your tefillin. Gam konim ha'nocha yakshor b'dayto im ani mechuyav ani ma'anichim moshe mitzvah im rav ein ani mirach moshe mitzvah. You have a mind that if I'm chayiv, I'm wearing my tefillin moshe mitzvah. If I'm not chayiv, I'm just putting it on for kicks. He goes to things to do to be safe. So he said, the bottom line, he said, what does he hold? What if I have a minhag not to? And he's down in a place where they do? Put him on. And if you did put on tefillin, you're not allowed to change. So the Mishnah Berurah is very serious that people can't stop putting on tefillin. Trumas Hadeshin, again, is another interesting question. So usually we're very makbid not to talk between our tefillin shel yad and our tefillin shel rosh. Why?
Because in the Gemara, anybody who speaks in between
has some... Hasach ben tefillah le'tefillah, hachozim me'archei mochama. So I don't know if it's a bad, it means that they send them back from the war. It's a big enough sin, you can go home for that. Because there's brachas on them, right? The bracha, la'aniach tefillin, should also be yosef. What about on Chol Moed? Were you not going to make the brachas? Can you talk then? So he says, no. Because that Gemara who says that if you speak between tefillin and tefillin, you go back from... It's not... He could have said any if you speak between washing your hands and making motzi. But the fact that he says speaking between... So he thinks there's a reason not to. I'll just end with the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein on the topic. So he writes...
The whole question seems a bit of a non sequitur because, Moed is Moed. The Vaz of Samuadis.
Okay.
There is an oath.
It's Chol.
But it's
Chol. I mean, you can say. That's Mavaza.
Sure, I mean, because you're saying it's on the level of a Yontif, and where we don't, clearly don't, except according to some minority opinions, the majority says you don't put it on Yontif.
No, where do you say that? I think the majority says you do put it on.
On Yontif?
No, on Yontif, you don't put it on. Sorry, Tisa Chamon.
Given that, I mean, we're trying to say basically it's like a yontif, except there's some rare exceptions. So it would be intuitive to say, just like you don't put it on yontif, you don't put it on Chol Hamoed.
But that's not what the Gemara and the Rishonim say. It's not what the Ramah says. We Ashkenazim follow the Ramah.
That's what I'm asking you. Right? It seems to be the basis.
So again, obviously this isn't the Bizayon to put on tefillin.
Not from the side of Bizayon, but the basis of this is that it's a moed, except it has some rare exceptions which you're allowed to do the other over. Basis is that it's a moed. That's where you start from. So if it is, it's like yontif.
So somehow or another, this made into an exception as well.
But based on it,
again, it might have logic what you're saying, but it's against what the sources have.
Right? Reality, no more than 10-15% of the people put on film.
But how was it 50 years ago?
I don't know, it's probably less now than
it was. Right, when I was growing up, the majority of the shul wore tefillin on Chol Moed. Nowadays, if you get a minyan b'tzimtzum, you're lucky. So Moshe Feinstein, however, what?
Less and less put on film.
Right, I believe 100% it's because of Eretz Yisrael. I think that's absolutely the reason for it. You look around it. But the always of Eretz Yisrael is only because of the two shitas. So Moshe Feinstein was very, very serious about this. Al kopanim achashir deir deika inshi shemanichu tefillin veika shemanichu tefillin. Some they go, Leka harav da'asiyas agudos, chinkosav achron shuvah mishnah v'rasham rak loshin she'en nachon shekosav yanichu v'kosav yanichu v'rasar. To start, first point is you can have a minion with both. It's not loses go to do. Okay. Av avadik shu be'ir shekol minichu tefillin v'chol ma'ed mistab she'er osa shekol anich v'ro da'asiyas agudos. If anyone else is wearing it, you have to put it on. The guy who's dying for the Amid, Moshe says, has to wear tefillin. You in Ashkenaz. They know the stam is power. Misha Shoah, Ech Yasa, Ech Achila. Kisha Moch is power, Vesh Kesha, Menich and tefillin. What if I don't put on, but I have to dive in a shul with the upper one? What should I do? Min Hogo by Avosa, Rabosa, Vushal Raniach. And let's say the guy's a Sephardi. He doesn't put him on. Stava Af Acha Komasha Kasav, Shianiach tefillin. Even a Sephardi should put on tefillin. Call mind. Because if you really go back enough generations, even the Sfardim were wearing tefillin on Chol Moed. The Rif and the Rambam really held you had to. It was only the Zohar that changed things. Everyone in the world used to wear tefillin on Chol Moed, according to Moshe. Only then, when we found this Zohar, did we stop redoing it. But the Rush never changed. The Ashkenazim always wore tefillin. Even after the Zohar, didn't change their mind. All Ashkenazim, Moshe said, should be wearing tefillin Chol Moed. And people in Europe, we all wore tefillin. That was the story in Europe.
Except for the Chassidim. His minhag, where he grew up, was
who?
Kuttner.
Okay.
In Europe.
Yeah.
He said that the people who went to work on Chol Moed wore the tefillin. People who didn't go to work did not wear it.
I've heard that minhag. It's definitely a minhag that developed later on. Rak shehayodim sheim ibnei Sfard lo hayu menichin tefillin. Only Sfardim wouldn't. But everyone else in Europe did, he says, in the majority of the communities, according to Moshe. Me'achar zman sheroh bazo, v'atam machokas v'aram b'rav v'harosh savi sherayos b'ruvus heim egemar v'yushav tzorach anil tefillin. We showed him thought that the Gemara said it. If the Zohar disagrees with the Gemara, we don't follow the Zohar. He said, that's a machokas. You should know Arayom Azeh, if someone walks into MTJ on Chol Moed, they ask him to please put on tefillin. They do not allow him to stay if he's not wearing tefillin.
With a bracha.
What? No, you don't have to make a bracha. So. But again, the idea of the MTJ, that they follow a Moshe right down the line. If you're going to daven here, we ask you to please put on tefillin.
How come in certain shuls, I was in L.A. once, for instance, and your rabbi came up to me.
Can't bring your wife from L.A.
Told me to leave.
For?
I was wearing tefillin in the minyan. They told me to go to the corner. In other words,
he didn't tell you to leave. There's a difference.
Well,
it's very interesting. So I'll have you know that if I am davening in a place where the real minig is not to, right? Again, the fact that the majority of people in Idos don't wear tefillin on Chol Moed is not because there's a minig of Idos not to, right? But I'll say I'm davening in a Hasidic place.
He says, let not Moses go to
do. What?
Let
he says it's not Moses Kodesh.
So again, that's the Moshe's opinion. But if I, you should know, in the Yeshivas Ar HaChaim in Queens, they have two minyanim up until Hallel. they have it with tefillin or without tefillin, and then they take off the tefillin and then get together afterwards.
Moshe, you don't need
them. Right. Moshe thinks that's not a problem Moses Kodesh to do. Okay. So what I'll do, if I know I'm in a place where Taka, it's a Hasidish place, I don't find myself in Sfaradish places that often. If I find myself in Beit Uriel, to have an El Chol Moed, so what I'll do is I'll sit in the women's section.
That's what they told me to do. It was a hidden Israel shul. It wasn't the Hasidish shul.
So again, I don't know what they're doing in Century City.
It was a modern shul. It wasn't.
But yeah, it's very hard to imagine that's their minute. But I'll tell you personally, if I find myself, so my father-in-law davens in a Hasidish place, so I was there at Chol Moed one time, so I put my tefillin on in the women's section.
But why is that?
But the potential is called Moses go to do. There's a Gemara in Yevamos.
So stand out is different from everybody.
No, not so much. It shouldn't look at the two Torahs. Right? So it says Moses go to do is Moses go to do is an Isser. In the Torah, literally, that you can't pull out your hair when someone dies. But the Gemara in Yevamos has a drush on it.
Agudas.
You shouldn't be making the aguda. So I said, because of that.
You don't need the pala aguda.
Right. Pala aguda. Mizrachi achach. So in deference to that, I get it. I remember one time I did it. It was the first day of Chol Moed Pesach. I remember this because I kept my tefillin on through laning. My mazel, they called me up for shlishi. I'm sitting in the women's section, minding my own business. They called me up for like there's no other Israel there. So I didn't know what to do. So I took my towels, I put it over my head, I wrapped myself in it, and I made myself like a mummy. No one should know what's going on. And I walked up, I made the brachas. What else was I supposed to do there? They weren't as machped as I was. So that's the idea behind it, you know? About any individual case, I can't comment on it. So this is why I think that if someone attacks as a minig from Avosov that he doesn't wear tefillin on Kol Moed, that's one thing. But I think if somebody's minhag switched over the years, based on what's going on, I would strongly recommend they reconsider whether it's tefillin on Chol Moed or not.
So if some of these guys who wear two tefillin at once come to the shul, should we have to go to the women's section?
my, turn it off.